Hey, nerd, how's it going? Yeah, going well. It's good to see you too. Now, are you ready to fuck some dragons and slay some damsels? Psh, whatever, you know that's what the party would do anyways with your track record. Like when Jake's previous character tried to seduce the vampire while you were in the middle of combat. Well, I mean, he said that's what he was trying to accomplish after the session, but I think telling her to suck this instead was a bad approach. Yeah, the one he rolled didn't help things either. Well, you have the pick of spots at the table. You're the first one here. Yeah, I thought they would be here by now, too. We start in 10 minutes. No, they haven't said anything in the group chat yet. Let me send a message and see where they're at. So, while we wait for a response, what did you do for your level up after last session? Yeah? Huh, nice, man. Blood Ragers are so cool. If I wasn't the Dungeon Master, I would totally be playing that right now. Well, I mean, I like my character now, but you know, it's the new toy syndrome every time I come up with a new character concept. And I want to play the new and shiny one now. Anyways, well, the rest of the group hasn't responded yet, which makes me worried. I don't know. I'd rather not cancel since you just got here, and I know you live pretty far. Well, we discussed this a while ago, where I said I wanted to do personal quests for you guys, so we could flesh out the stuff in yours if you're up for that. Okay, cool. Let me get my notes out for what I had for your character, and we can get started. I don't worry. It shouldn't be that combat intensive. There'll be some enemies, so you can play around with your new spells and abilities, but this should mainly be roleplay for the most part. Oh, and there is a message in the group chat saying they won't be able to make it. So, good thing we're doing this instead. Huh, yeah. I guess we haven't done anything alone for a while, have we? We should fix that. It's fun to hang out with you. Well, thanks. I'm glad you think so, too. I guess we could do that. I mean, we don't have a lot of room in my place, but we could LARP this out a bit. It'd be kind of fun to do. Yeah, like we were kids, exactly. All right, yeah, let's do that. That sounds fun. All right, so last time we left off, you guys had just gotten the mysterious amulet from the waterlogged castle. Oh, thank you. I had a lot of fun coming up with that dungeon. I'm glad you liked it. Yeah, you guys were going back to town to investigate it since the others aren't here. I will say that you are. Or they are probably doing research on it while you get to do the fun stuff instead. So, while you are wandering around the town, a messenger starts to approach you, and he seems a little hesitant while doing so. What type of nervous? Like, there is this fucking badass warrior dude in front of him that he has this massive glowing magical axe and that he needs to deliver a message to. But yeah, he hands it over. A letter for you, sir. The one who gave this to me said for you to complete the instructions inside as soon as possible. Okay, sure. As he's walking away, you stop him. He looks surprised and grateful for the gold piece you gave him. He doffs his hat at you and goes into the crowd. Oh, I mean, that was a total coincidence, but he is like that NPC. I'm so surprised you even remembered him. That was like the second or third one I made. Well, I'm flattered that you like my character so much. All right, so the letter says essentially, well, not essentially, you can read it right there, that you are to go to the Green Dragon Tavern and wait for him there. Furthermore, in the letter, she says she is a half elf. Yeah, I'm sorry, I can't play the role of the half-elf that well. I'm lacking the pointy ears and general attractiveness. oh, yeah, we can walk over to my kitchen. That works for the tavern. Okay, so you head on over there and find it pretty easy as you go inside. You realize the clientele for the place is much more upper class than you, less murder hobo-esque. Oh, shut up. You guys are total murder hobos. and you stand out with all your scars, tattoos, and otherwise intense appearance. A nervous-looking host approaches you and says, "No weapons allowed inside this establishment," and keeps glancing at your fucking cool axe strapped to your back. Okay, go ahead and roll. This intimidation shouldn't be too hard. Oh yeah, no problem. He clears his throat and says, "On second thought, these are dangerous times, and a gentleman such as yourself should have some form of protection." And he then dashes off into the kitchen. Alright, so you find an empty table, and some of the patrons nearby get up and leave the place, looking a bit spooked. A server Okay, fine. A bar wench comes to your table. I'm sorry, I lack a good appearance for a bar wench, I guess. Oh, well, thank you, but I'm not going to go put on a dress. Sorry. anyways, she seems in awe, unlike the other guy, and impressed by your appearance. Like, maybe I could be like this person one day. Strongest thing we carry? She asks. Okay, that would be about 10 gold pieces. Well, yeah, it's pricey. You did ask for the strongest thing, and that generally isn't cheap in this universe. So she turns and kinda sashays off to the bar. Let's see if I can get a good sashay going. Just get these hips working here. but anyway, she walks off to the bar, you see. Let me just move over here. You notice a half-elf enter the building. She nods at you and heads toward you. What? I don't know. I didn't really think to come up with how attractive she was. I'm sorry, I'm ruining the illusion if she is attractive by my wardrobe at the moment. I know a t-shirt and sweatpants aren't the most flattering thing. but here, let me roll to see how hot she is. Oh shit, she got an 18. Okay, so this attractive half-elf comes up to your table and says, "Good, you got my letter. You have an impressive reputation, and I hope you live up to it. Unfortunately, I can't give you all the details of the job, but I know that we can trust one another. If there's anything I can do to assure that trust, let me know." See? See? I knew it would turn to sex eventually. It was just a matter of time. Okay, what are you saying? What are you saying to seduce her? Really? That's your pickup line? You guys are the least creative party when it comes to seduction lines. Oh yeah, we could fuck. Ooh, I can feel myself getting wet already. Whatever, go ahead and roll diplomacy if you have it. Otherwise, just a straight charisma check. What the fuck? A 20? Seriously? Oh, wipe that cheesy grin from your face. so yeah, after she says that, you lean and whisper that into her ear, and she gives you this intense look. No, not exactly like the one I'm giving you. Hers has much less righteous anger in it. do you want to go to the table and skip ahead? Oh, okay. I guess we could sort of RP it out, I guess. Oh, wow. I've never seen you blush before. You look very cute when you do. But, so, what? You want to role play the half elf in you and your character having sex. That's a little odd. No, I don't mind necessarily. It's just that I didn't think you would be into doing this. I always did fade to blacks whenever the others seduce something so I wouldn't make you feel uncomfortable or feel weird or have people get the wrong idea. And who would want to listen to two nerds have a sex RP anyways? But you want to do this? Okay. And you kind of want to LARP it. I'm not exactly sure how we'll do that, but okay, since you want to. So the half-elf leads you to her room. We can go to my bedroom, I guess. Well, it helps with the ambiance. She takes you to a room, and actually, bring your d20. Do you remember what your initiative is? Good. Okay, so whoever rolls higher gets initiative in this sex roleplay. Alright. Alright, she doesn't have that high of an initiative, so she got a 6. And you? Oh, yeah, okay, so you take initiative. So she closes the door behind you. Okay, so what do you do? You okay there? You kind of have an odd look on your face. Okay. Okay, good. So, yeah. What do you do? I'm so happy. I've had a crush on you for so long, but I was always afraid that you wouldn't feel the same way. I just want to kiss every part of you. Let me lightly kiss up your neck. Up to your ear, and let me just nibble on your ear. I loved that sound. I'll have to remember that. Okay. I'm just going to kiss down your neck. down to your lovely collarbone. You know what? I think this shirt is getting in the way. Don't you agree? I thought so. Let me just take this over your head and... Wow. You are amazing. Yes, you are. Your body is perfect. You are perfect. I guess that would only be fair. There, now we match. No bra today for me. Now, where was I? Oh, yeah, your lovely collarbone. Going down further along the middle of your chest. Right down your amazing chest. I want to continue to tease you as I kiss down to your perfect stomach. Oh, I love the way you squirm. Now up and over the top of your hips. I'm going to stand up and run my hands lightly up your sides and all over your amazing body. May I kiss all over your wonderful chest some more? Thank you. I love the way it tastes.
And how your nipples are stiffening as I tease them with my tongue. I love the little sounds you make as I do this. And let me just suck them just a little bit. I want to kiss your beautiful lips again. What was that? You have another place to be kissed. Okay, if you insist. And then your underwear. Oh, God. You're amazing. Oh, and I love the way you blush when I say how amazing you are. I'm going to get down on my knees in front of you so I can worship your gorgeous cock. I'm going to slowly kiss up your legs, alternating from one to the other until I get all the way up your thighs and I just lightly bite the sensitive skin. Oh, you liked that, didn't you? I'm moving closer and closer to your aching and throbbing shaft. How badly do you want me to make you come? Because that's all I want to do for you. I want you to feel amazing as my lips and tongue drive you into ecstasy. Oh, does that feel good? Oh, God. Your cock tastes amazing. Oh, please come for me. I want you to let yourself go for me. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck, yes. Oh, thank you. Thank you, sexy. Oh, wow. You are still hard. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, I want that so bad. Let me just... slide your cock inside of me. Oh, fuck. Oh, you feel amazing. Oh, let me just... Oh, just go slow. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck, you feel so good. Oh, fuck. Oh.
Oh, you feel so good. Oh, yeah. Oh fuck. Oh God, I love you. Oh yeah. Well, that wasn't exactly how I expected our afternoon to go. What? Did I mean it? Mean what? Oh. That I love you. Yes. More than you could ever know. What am I laughing at? Oh, just earlier. See, all of our sections have sex in them. It's a dumb thing to laugh at, but. Well, I'm glad you find it funny too. Well, then, you have successfully seduced the half elf. And she trusts you. So, after we tidy ourselves up, do you want to continue your quest? Maybe once you get this quest done, or even during, you and the half-elf can build some trust again. I love you so much. I'm so happy. Thank you.